He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
Welcome to the March 3rd edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we finally saw that 5,000 level on the NASDAQ, but what about today? Can it hold that 5,000 level? And right now the answer is no. But no big deal. We've been hitting new highs here recently. Right now the NASDAQ is down 24 points. That translates into 0.5%. The NASDAQ is at 4,984. Meanwhile, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 75 points. That translates into 0.4%. The Dow is at 18,203. The S&P 500 is down 10 right now. It's at 2,107. Crude oil, you know, 49.23. That seems to be the place where it is parked right now. You know, that's probably good news that the oil has stabilized and has building a base here in this 45 to 50 area. Gold up 0.5% today. Gold is at $1,220 per ounce. The euro continues to drop. They're printing money in Europe, if you haven't heard, and that is weakening their currency, and it's strengthening the U.S. currency. These are a couple of forces in the world economy right now that you have to take into account because it does have ramifications. And the 10-year yield right now is at 2.09%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in beautiful San Diego, California. We've just received some well-needed rain, desperately needed rain to fill our reservoirs here in San Diego because we've been in a long-term drought in Southern California. I don't think we've quite gotten back to where our reservoirs are filled, but we'll take anything we can get at this point in time. Back in Buffalo, they'll just take a thawing out of the snowbanks and get back to where they were so that they can get back to watching. You know, spring training in baseball begins this week. I've got it on my calendar. Tomorrow, the San Diego Padres play the Seattle Mariners, okay? KKOL listeners, we're going at you tomorrow in Peoria. I don't know if it's televised. I don't know if it's on radio, but we'll be searching. I am so excited. We take on the Mariners on Thursday. We take on the White Sox on Friday. Then it's Atlanta. No, Padres versus the Giants. Oh, okay, Dell listeners. And then we play the Rockies on Sunday. And daylight savings time begins on Sunday. Hallelujah! I smell fresh cut grass and the sound of the baseball hitting the leather mitt or the maple bat. I can hardly wait. And in the meantime, the stock market's been doing pretty well during the off season, hasn't it? I use a lot of baseball analogies. In my search for best stocks now, we're looking for MVPs. We're looking for all-stars. We're not looking for utility infielders, triple A's, double A's, single A's. We want the very best of the best because I don't know about your roster. My portfolios are limited to 30, 25, 35, somewhere in there, stocks, whether they be the big conservative kind, whether they be the little aggressive kind, or even the speculative trading ones that I like to sock away from time to time. My portfolios are limited. I don't have unlimited space in my bus to go from town to town with my portfolio. There's only 30 seats on my bus or in my private charter jet, I'm sure the Yankees are not going to Boston by bus. Maybe they are. I don't know. They probably do, but I'm sure it's a well-equipped bus, a nice bus. I only have so much space on my roster. And just like spring training begins with hundreds of players on 7 or 8 fields in Peoria, Arizona for the Mariners and the Padres, where we share a training facility, come opening day, get the calendar. Oh, it's in yellow. It's marked in yellow in my calendar, opening day. Padres versus the Giants at home. There will only be 25, is it? 25 guys on those white lines on each side. That's be the portfolio that every team begins their year with in hopes of making that World Series. Well, we've had some All-Stars here recently at Gunderson Capital Management. We've had NXPI Semiconductor, big day the other day. We had last week we had a Monster Beverage with the big day. We had Acorn with the big day. We had one other one. I'm escaping my... This week we have AutoZone with a big run after their earnings report. So, you know, it's been my experience over the year that good companies report good earnings. Not always. Bad companies have more of a tendency to report bad earnings, right? That kind of makes logical sense. I want to talk about the S&P 500 here before we get into a couple of individual stocks in the next two segments of the show. Let's take a look at the S&P 500 right now. I've been telling you that the S&P 500 currently has a P.E. ratio just slightly under 20. Historically, that's a little bit fully valued. It's a little bit pushing up against, you know, the historic norms. In fact, the historic norms have been a little bit lower than that. But as I look at the resistance level, as I draw a resistance level, a ceiling up here on the P.E. ratio of the S&P, I find that every time it hits 20, it kind of stalls out. That's pretty potent resistance. Now, we went on a run back in 1990 through 2000 where the S&P averaged higher than 20. But that was outside of the norm. Then you know what happened after that in the year 2000. Now, I'm not saying that the S&P 500 has hit a ceiling and it's going to pull back here and it can't go any higher. I'm not saying that at all, but I am saying that we've entered into a territory where we have to be a little bit more careful here. We have to step a little bit more lightly in the market right now. It's not 13 or 14 times earnings like it was a few years ago. It's 20 times earnings right now. Now, you know that I put target prices on individual stocks. Well, you can do the same thing with the S&P 500, can't you? The S&P this year, the consensus estimate is somewhere between $127 to $131 per share, somewhere in there. If I apply a multiple that I think is appropriate, given the circumstances that we have in the world today, that would give me about a $2,200 target price on the S&P 500. That's at 17 times earnings, little over 17 times earnings. If the S&P 500, however, can continue to trade at 19 to 20 times earnings, it could go as high as 2,400 this year. So let's not forget that there's still upside potential in this market. Right now, I'm looking at next year's earnings estimates for the S&P 500. The consensus seems to fall somewhere around $132 to $138 per share, somewhere in there. Using a reasonable multiple on those earnings, that would give me a $2,400 target price on the S&P 500 by next year. It's currently trading at $2,100. That would give it about 15% upside potential from here. However, if it continues to maintain a higher multiple like it has now, we could see $2,600 on the S&P 500 next year. So just because I'm saying that the market seems a little fully valued right now, the market's all about the future and future earnings. And I can see 2,200 to 2,600 over the next 12 to 18 months. But within the S&P 500, there's superior stocks, there's average stocks, and there's mediocre stocks. The focus here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, obviously, is the superior stocks, the best stocks now, the A's and the A pluses. When we come back, I'll give you an example of one that meets my criteria at the current time. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Let me just continue that S&P discussion here. Let's take it one step further. If the S&P were to make $128 in earnings this year, which is kind of the consensus, 129, 130, somewhere in there, then you would have a target price this year of about 2,300, somewhere in there, giving us about 9% upside potential from where we're at currently. Next year, right now the consensus estimate, 135, 133, 137, somewhere in there. That would put us next year, by the end of next year, at 2,400, which is 16% higher. Now let's just take it one step further. These are all what ifs. Because along the way, GDP has a lot to do with it. Let's create a five-year target price for the S&P 500. Okay, let's say that the economy can continue to grow by 3% per year over the next 5 years. Let's just plug this in. This is a what if. And if the S&P can continue to make what the consensus estimates are this year and next year, and we apply a 3% growth rate and a reasonable multiple on those earnings, potential earnings of $152 per share 5 years from now, I come up with about a $26.50 target price 5 years from now, which gives the S&P 500 30% upside potential over the next 5 years. And obviously, if we could get the GDP growing faster, if we could get GDP up to 5% per year, which I don't know, the Fed may think that that's too hot, who knows, then you get an S&P target price of about 2,900 5 years from now. So those are the kinds of numbers that I'm constantly updating here and determining whether to have my foot on the accelerator, to be cautious, or to be out of the market. I've been in the market for the last 6 years because my target prices on the market have always been higher than where the market is today. And as we sit here today, as we went through the big numbers, as we went through the macro picture yesterday, we determined once again that there's still plenty of upside potential in the S&P 500. Not as much as there was by any stretch of the imagination, but overall, this bull market is still intact. It will turn 6 years old in a few days here, in fact, next Monday, and it's still going. It ain't over till it's over. Borrowing from another famous baseball expression. Okay, now, within the market, obviously, there's individual stocks that still are superior stocks. One of those superior stocks is in the news this week, and I'm going to feature it here on today's show. This was a stock that was in my book back in 2011. Do I have a book here real handy? Yes, I do. There it is. When I wrote the book in 2011, one of the best stocks now that I featured was AutoZone, AZO. AutoZone at the time was trading at $252 per share. Today, today the stock is trading at $563 per share. Okay? When I wrote the book, my target price on AutoZone was pretty lofty here. Let's see. My target price 5 years from back was $500, and it's at $663. So you see how five-year target prices work out? It's exceeded my target price because AutoZone has come along and beat those estimates that were in place back in 2011. And once again, they've come in this week and beaten the estimates, and the stock is hitting new all-time highs. AutoZone, believe it or not, out of Memphis, Tennessee, has been one of those superior under-the-radar stocks for many years. How many times, I don't know, at least I have, I've driven by AutoZone many times, and before I wrote the book, I had driven by AutoZone many times. Number one, not even realizing it was a publicly traded stock. Number two, not realizing that it was one of the great publicly traded stocks in the market. This Memphis, Tennessee large cap stock, market cap currently $21 billion, puts it into the large cap arena, making it either like a moderate risk profile or even a conservative risk profile, being a large cap company. Over the last 10 years and past performance, no guarantor of future results, but over the past 5 years, AutoZone has delivered 21% per year to investors, while the market's delivered 5.8. Over the last 5 years, AutoZone has delivered 31.6 per year, while the market's delivered 13, more than 2.5 times the returns of the market. Man, I want that CEO of AutoZone in my portfolio. He's done a pretty good job as a general manager. It hasn't been as great in the past 3 years, past 1 year, but it's still one of the superior large cap companies in America. Over the last 3 years, it's averaged 20% per year, while the market's delivered 15. And over the last 12 months, AutoZone is up 21%, while the market's up 13.9. Overall, AutoZone gets a performance grade of A-, and it gets a momentum grade of A-. Another little fact about AutoZone: in 2008, when the market was down 38%, AutoZone was up 16%. I think a lot of people in 2008 and 2009 were keeping the old clunker going as opposed to running in and leasing a new BMW. AutoZone flourished when the market went south. Any guarantee that it'll do that in the future? No, but that's what it did during the last bear market. Now, performance is half the equation. The other half of the equation is valuation. AutoZone is currently trading at 16 times forward earnings. The market, on the other hand, is trading at about 18 or 19 times forward earnings, meaning that AutoZone is currently trading at a slight discount to the market. And yet, it's been a market outperformer over the last over the short term, over the intermediate term, over the long time. Furthermore, AutoZone is expected to make $40.26 per share next year. $40.26 per share. And they're expected to continue to be able to grow by about 13% per year through acquisitions, opening new stores, increasing margins, whatever, combination of the three. When I apply an appropriate multiple, the potential earnings on AutoZone 5 years from now, I come up with a target price of $1,125. Okay? When I wrote my book back in 2011, AutoZone was trading at $250. My target price back then was $497. You're crazy, Gunderson! 97% upside potential over the next 5 years. Well, my target price now, of course, you take it quarter at a time, a week at a time, day at a time, is $1,125, giving it 73% upside. Number 71, and I still own it. Not a recommendation, but an example. We'll be right back. Right drill, but it must be the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what it's good for.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's just review a little bit where we've talked about so far. Then I want to talk about another company in the technology industry. We just did kind of a dull company. You know, you're not going to really go to the auto parts store to buy your sweetheart something for Valentine's Day. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe a nice steering wheel cover, leather or something. I don't know. Or some fragrance for the car. Who knows? But it's not the sexiest store on earth. Generally, you walk in and it smells like tires and battery acid and all kinds of, scents. That new car smell. But AutoZone's been a great stock over the years. And it proves the point that Great stocks come in all shapes and sizes, from all walks of life, from every sector. The auto sector, the semiconductor sector, the biotech sector, the aerospace sector. There's great stocks in all of these sectors. And searching them out and finding them, the superior ones, to me, is part of the joy that I get in this business. Always on the hunt for the next great stock. And then this collection of them. I like to collect great stocks. I have a collection of great stocks. I have a collection of the best that I can find, in my opinion. Of course, everybody else would have a little different opinion and different stocks in their collection. What does your collection contain? If you've got a collection, I have a collection of conservative growth stocks that I tend to. I'm constantly looking to upgrade it, constantly looking for something that might be better to plug in there. I don't believe in owning one conservative growth stock. I don't believe in owning 300 conservative growth stocks. If I was going to do that, I'd buy the S&P 500. I like to cherry pick and pick the best and then manage them carefully, like a gardener pruning my garden from time to time. AutoZone obviously is flourishing right now. They once again produced earnings that were better than expected. Last time I looked, you know, I think it was up $25 per share or something like that. $11, $12 per share. New all-time highs. And as I look down the road 5 years from now, I could see the stock trading around $1,100. But it has to continue to produce. We talked a little bit about the S&P 500 right now, which is trading at 20 times earnings. However, if we go 5 years down the road, if the economy continued to grow at 3% per year, which is what we're growing at right now, we apply a multiple to those earnings, we get about $152 in earnings potential on the S&P 500 5 years from now. We apply a multiple to that, we come up with about a $2,700 target price on the S&P 500. Not great, but adequate. And of course, there will be stocks within there that exceed that, obviously. And there's also risk to that $152 target price in earnings, isn't there? Because every 3 months, S&P 500 companies report their earnings and their prospects going forward. That number, 152, will jump around a lot between now and the next 5 years. But staying on top of it is important. If those expectations start dropping precipitously, then we're in trouble. Then we have a bear market knocking at the door. So we take it a day at a time, week at a time, sector at a time, individual stock at a time, index at a time, and stay on top, maintain them. I report every week in my newsletter on what I'm seeing in the market, my observations, take it or leave it. I've been in the market for the last 6 years. I send out my newsletter every week, pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com is where you can sign up for my newsletter. Now, my biggest hunt, the hunt for Red October, you could say, is for individual stocks. I love to find individual stocks. I mean, that's really the whole moniker here, is best stocks now. And I just mentioned one that's done pretty good over the years. I mean, it's not flashy. It isn't hepatitis C cures. It's not the new widget for the internet. Tires and batteries and mufflers and fan belts and all kinds of accessories for the car. Leather steering wheel covers, things like this. Well, let's do one that's a little bit sexier here. Let's go to Denmark. Let's go to the Netherlands and let's take a look at NXP Semiconductors, which I've owned for a while here. I own it in my moderate growth account because it's a mid cap. No, it's a large cap now. It's a $23.6 billion market cap company, is NXP. It was $10 a share when it went public back in 2010, and now it's $99 per share. And it's been in the news recently as they'll be buying Freescale Semiconductor, FSL, which was spun off by Motorola at one point in time. NXPI is now a $25 billion company. I have it in a moderate risk profile. And at the current time in that moderate risk profile lineup or roster, I consider NXPI to be one of the top 25 or 30 moderate risk profile stocks that I can find right now. And that's why it's one of the stocks that I currently own. It had a very big week last week on the news that they would be buying Freescale. People see that as a good buy. Investors see that as a plus, as accretive to their earnings, adding to their earnings, and giving them potential for even greater earnings down the road. You could see how the stock responded on the day that the merger was announced. I believe it was announced over the weekend last weekend. I want to say it was announced over the weekend, yes. And then on Monday it was like, boom, big pop higher. Well, let's begin with the performance. Over the last 3 years, NXPI does not have a five-year track record yet, but it has a three-year track record. It went public in 2011, somewhere in there. Over the last 3 years, NXPI has delivered to investors 62% per year. This is one of the top performing stocks over the last 3 years. Over the last 12 months, NXPI is up 77%. It gets a momentum grade right now of A+. It wasn't around during the last bear market, so we can't measure it and say, well, here's how it held up during the last bear market. I would say that when the next bear market comes along, this is not the kind of stock you'd want to own. This would be more of the go-go type that does well in a bull market, which we have right now. Now, valuation. Valuation is not that complicated. I went through valuation last week at length. I gave several examples using Apple as my stock that I used to illustrate my points. I said, look, here's what Apple's expected to make next year, the year after that, the year after that, the year after that, and the year after that, the next 5 years. And then I did some what ifs. What if Apple trades at its, maintains its current PE ratio, which is 17? Or what if Apple's PE ratio trades at a more normal-like PE ratio for a company like it, more in the 14 to 15 range? And I gave several scenarios. And you can see how the changing in any one of those numbers, whether it's earnings, whether it's growth rate, or whether it's the multiple, impacts that target price over here, doesn't it? It's just numbers. And that was a very good study, I think, for anybody who struggles with earnings and what kind of multiple do you apply and how does the growth rate impact it? Where does the PEG ratio come in? This was a lesson on earnings projections and PEG ratio. It was in my newsletter last week. Now, let's take a look at the valuation. Let's use another example here. Let's use NXPI, which is expected to make $6.54 in earnings next year. It currently is trading at 15 times forward earnings. Again, that's a discount to the market, which is at about 19 times. We compare it against the market first. Then we compare it against its expected growth rate. The analysts that cover NXPI currently are expecting a 22.5% growth rate, compound annual growth rate, over the next 5 years. The stock at 15 is currently trading at a discount to its growth rate. It has a PEG ratio of 0.68. I have a $165 target price on NXPI. That needs to go higher because they just made an acquisition. But that's still some pretty good upside potential. NXPI, in my book, is still a best stocks now in that moderate risk profile. It's one that we own at Gunderson Capital Management. It's not a recommendation, but an example of what I consider to be a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in a beautiful San Diego. The air is clean. We've had our rain. Yeah, it's beautiful after a rain. The sky is so clear. The bay is flat. It's mirror-like right now. The ocean is flat. Boy, what am I doing here, huh? I'll tell you what I'm doing here. I'm looking for fish on land, lunkers, large fish. I'm updating earnings estimates. I'm updating target prices. I'm going through my database of about 4,000 stocks, seeing if there's anything that I've missed, seeing if there's anything that's better than what I currently own, to see if there's any new stocks coming on the scene. I'm constantly adding stocks to my Best Stocks Now database. There's IPOs coming online every single day that I've got to stay on top of. There's companies that sometimes I find that are missing from my database. And as they go into the database, they all have an equal opportunity. Just as we begin a new baseball season soon, all the teams have an equal opportunity. They all begin with no wins and no losses. They begin undefeated, right? Everybody's undefeated. And then opening day, half the teams no longer can say that. And by the end of the season, those with the best records advance to the next round and then to the next round until the world champion is crowned. And, you know, the stock market's a lot like that. There's an awful lot of mediocrity out there. Even a lot of the great names, the IBMs of the world, the Johnson & Johnsons of the world, they've really become mediocre stocks. They still may be great companies, but they're not the growing franchises that they once were. They've become a different type of animal now. Personally, I want to find companies that are a little bit more in the prime of their life. Yes, there's a little bit more risk, obviously, as you go down the ladder. You know, as you begin with a blue chip and a mega cap stock that's been around forever, a household name like an IBM, there's less risk in buying a stock like IBM, but there's also less upside potential. IBM is not going to grow anymore by 25% per year. In fact, their most recent four quarters have been flat. No growth whatsoever. In fact, IBM earned $16.64 in 2013. The next year, they earned a dime less. And this year, they're expected to earn another 50 cents less. Their earnings have been going down. They've been going the wrong way. And there's that extreme correlation between earnings, capital appreciation, and earnings growth. And where there's no earnings growth, you're going to have a hard time getting capital appreciation unless the company can turn themselves around and start growing again. Then you go down the ladder to the large cap companies that aren't mega caps yet. There's more potential there. Here you can still find companies like AutoZone, like NXPI, that are still growing by 15-20% per year. All things being equal, they have more upside potential, but they also come with more inherent risk. That's the trade-off. They need to be managed carefully. Then you step down into the mid-cap arena. $5 billion to $10 billion in market capitalization. And here you can still find some 25, 30, 35% growers. You can still find some PEG ratios, way less than one. This is where I search. And you can still find some terrific companies that are full of momentum right now. Some still have the momentum, but lack the value. Some still have the value, but lack the momentum. So we need a decent combination of both of those to come up with the superior stocks within that category. Now we go down a step further into the small cap stocks, the small cap arena. Man, did they have a year in 2013 when the small cap index was up 40%. They've struggled since then. They got ahead of themselves from a valuation point of view. But now there's more and more small caps coming up on my radar screen that aren't as pricey as they were before, and I continue to own many of those. And yet that area of the market is still pretty much underperforming the rest of the market. But boy, when it takes off, and over time, over a 5 to 10 year period of time, you'll find that the small cap stocks, generally speaking, outperform the big mega caps and the large caps because they have more growth. And then you go down into the micro caps, and you know what? I mean, there's really dangerous stuff there. I won't even talk about penny stocks. Can you imagine the risk involved in penny stocks? I see maybe 99 out of 100 not pan out for folks. That's why I don't even come close. I consider that the nuclear waste dump, the hazardous material dump. I don't even want to go near it. Where am I finding the most opportunity right now? Well, you know, it just depends. It's really on a stock-by-stock basis. I'll tell you where it's getting harder and harder. I'll tell you an area that I think has been exploited a lot are the dividend payers, the big, large-cap dividend payers. And even though I'm having a very, very good year with that portfolio that I manage here at Gunderson Capital Management, it's getting harder and harder and harder to find those big dividend payers that are still reasonably priced. So anyways, look, the search goes on. I want you to realize where the risk levels are, where the upside potential is, and the careful management that needs to be done along the way. I produce my list every single week of the best stocks now that I can find in each of these categories. I even have a mutual fund model portfolio, which is screaming so far this year for you 401k investors. And I go over all these market multiples and whatnot, try to make it as easy as possible to understand. There's two ways you can participate. Well, there's three or four ways, actually, listening to the show, which is podcast, which is recorded, which is archived. I have my app, which I tweet all day long and send out live tweets. I have my live trading notifications that I send out. I have my newsletter. And I also manage money, which is the main part of my job here. You can reach us, pwstreet.com, or 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody. Okay, take care.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.